It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. As promised, Dustin Hawkinsman and Jim Galante were back talking about spring football, which, I mean, to me, that means optimism is in the air. That means the cold could be ending. You know, it makes me feel like we're heading into better, brighter times looking at spring football.
So you're completely ignoring the freezing rain from today?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. As I'm sitting indoors, absolutely I am.
Perfect.
So we're looking ahead to spring practice and, you know, really between now and then, between workouts and the early part of spring practice, just what we're looking for, what stories are going to come out, what, you know, how the depth chart is going to develop. And we'll go position by position between now and the start of spring practice, which I believe it's March 13th is the start. So there's not as much time as you might think.
Well, it's going to start a week earlier because the blue-white game is a week earlier. So finishing earlier. Everything's moved up.
So we're going to go position by position. If you miss anything from this series, you can check it out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. If you don't have the Keystone Sports app, you can check it out there too. Go get it. And while you're there, you can enter to win an RV, right?
Even better.
Download the app. It's free to sign up. Just give us your name and email address, and you're in. And what's the RV for?
For the blue-white game?
For the blue-white weekend.
For the blue-white weekend. Free RV to the winner. We're going to hold the raffle. We're going to do it on one of the shows. We'll do it a few weeks ahead of time, so you have time to prep for it. And you've been out there to the gopsurv.com lot. Lots of fun. We guarantee that. Even the shuttle ride on the bus, a few Labatt beers on the way. Can't beat it.
And you're all tuned up. You're ready to cheer.
you're ready to cheer. You're ready to go.
Now, I think I've said this before. I just have such fond memories of RVs and Penn State football that it's just the perfect combination to me. And by the way, I mean, the big screen TV that we mentioned, it's pretty cool.
And so don't forget the 409 Tailgate Club meal goes with it.
So
what else is there?
What else do you need?
Let's talk some spring stories.
So obviously, the big starting point is Kevin Givens leaving a year early. And the idea here of Penn State being equipped to replace that before his eligibility ran out. What are your thoughts on finding somebody else to start and to make that kind of impact?
Well, the first thing that we all have to realize as Penn State fans, get used to it. If you want to play with the big boys, recruit with the big boys, bring in the 4- and 5-star guys, this is how it's going to be. You know, 3 years and out for these very good players, so you better have the pipeline going, bringing in more talent. Now, I think James Franklin's done a pretty good job with that most positions. But our buddy from later in the week, Ross Tucker, he always talks about this specific position. Defensive tackle is probably the difference between the elite of the elites, the Alabamas, Clemsons, Ohio State, and then that next tier. And is Penn State ready to make that jump yet at this position? I'm not sure.
I think Ross is right in that respect. It's a big difference between being a team that can maybe take a run at it once in a while and a team that is consistently in that top 8, top 6, top 4 and can be a college football playoff contender more often than not. So for Penn State, you know, I think the last the 2018 and maybe a little lesser extent the 2019 cycles is where they've really improved their recruiting there. But you can't have the way that James Franklin had, you know, and to some extent not really his fault, but interruptions in the recruiting pipeline are going to lead to interruptions in your depth chart. They're going to lead to years where you bottom out, where you are inexperienced, where you don't have dynamic depth. And Penn State is in the process of trying to work through that. And replacing Kevin Givens, I think you're right, whenever the depth chart is roaring where James Franklin wants it to be, is going to be just the norm. But I don't know, you know, it's a big question to me if they're equipped to handle that this year. And it's not so much about depth anymore. It's about who can be an impact player in this group? Because Kevin Givens was one. And
interestingly enough, he wasn't that highly rated coming in. He was kind of a diamond in the rough.
You were trying to decide with Kevin Givens at 6 feet and 240 pounds if he was a defensive end or a linebacker. That was the conversation whenever they signed him out of Altoona. And lo and behold, he is molded and built into a defensive tackle who, you know, he's around 280 pounds. But with just that raw strength, it's you just can't imagine you were having that conversation you were having about him as a high school player. And so he's a real good example of what Penn State can do with somebody in the weight room.
Exactly. But the difference, we're not seeing – we're – looking at, and I don't want to change the conversation to linebackers, but we're starting to see the recruiting of elite players coming in at linebacker, guys that you're questioning, hey, is he going to come in and start as a freshman?
Yeah.
Are we seeing that at defensive tackle?
So here's, I mean, this is another one of my quote, my storylines to follow is PJ Mustipher is a man on the spot right now. And what you're going to be wanting to look for are clues that suggest that he's made a big jump physically or he has stood out for his effort on the practice field, in the weight room. That's what you want to see because he is, from my vantage point, the only guy who's really prepared to be a true difference maker. And it's not to slight Antonio Shelton or Fred Hansard, who, you know, Fred Hansard, that's another story completely, but PJ Mustipher has the opportunity to be special, and I'm not sure if some of the other more veteran guys in that room can say the same thing about him.
That's exactly the issue, you know, that the word elite gets thrown around, and I'm not sure there's many guys in that defensive tackle room that deserve the name elite or that title. So you start to want, and going back even another step, we want PJ Mustipher to step up. He's going to be that second starting tackle, correct?
You would think so, yeah.
Alongside Robert Windsor. Now, another year in, is Robert Windsor an elite player?
Yeah. That's another story to watch. And certainly, like, one thing I respect out of Robert Windsor is that he believes it. You know, he thinks that he can speak that kind of dominance into existence. And I think, you know, before he was suspended for that, for the bowl, I think he was really headed in the right direction because he was making disruptive plays. And he has that big, pretty athletic frame. Like he carries around weight pretty well. You've seen him win matchups with technique, with power, with quickness. I don't think we've seen the best of Robert Windsor yet. And I think one of the things that's going to be important for Penn State season is that, you know, this is a guy who had 7.5 sacks last year. I don't know if sacks are the big metric, but he's got to be disruptive from the interior. He's got to be able to, and this is what separates the great teams from the really good teams is if you can create pressure, if you can make plays break down by without sending extra bodies, that's when you win games. And I think more than anything, it's about the you know, getting those five stars, but it's about making the math add up in your favor on your defense. If you can send three or four and win one of those matchups and pressure and be able to do whatever you want creatively in the back seven, then you're in business. Penn State hasn't really been able to do that.
And we're going to talk about defensive ends. And what you're talking about is those tackles just occupying people. So you end up one-on-one on the ends. And I will take my chances with Itor Gross-Matos one-on-one with somebody.
100%.
Now, if we're talking this segment about the tackles, if we're saying, okay, it's Windsor, it's Mustipher to start, you still have to have more depth. This is a team that likes to rotate those tackles. Last year, we especially saw that where there was that streak of games where the opponent was running 80, 90, even 100 offensive plays. You needed to rotate those tackles. And, Dusty, do you feel there's a four-man rotation in here somewhere?
I do think there is, but it's contingent upon a couple things. You know, we mentioned not knowing where Fred Hansard is with his foot injury. Ellison Jordan hasn't been able to stay healthy. I think that Antonio Shelton is a rock. But the thing that separates Mustafa and Windsor, in my eyes, is the ability to not just be stout, hold blockers, free guys up to for so your linebackers can make plays behind you. Those guys can do that, but they can also disrupt. They can also shoot gaps. They can also make plays in the backfield. I don't think we've really seen that from Antonio Shelton. So I like Antonio Shelton to play that clogger role, but I think when it comes to being dynamic, Penn State's got two, and it there's a bunch of guys who could be, you know, I really like Judge Culpepper, but he's going to be a redshirt freshman next year. And it's not, I would say, customary for a second-year kind of converted defensive end to really make an impact at defensive tackle. And I would say the same thing about Aeneas Hawkins. What's Damian Barber? What's his future like? Because he showed some interesting things, too. There's going to be, inevitably, to really round out and get six out of that rotation, you need at least a couple of these guys to step up and be what you hope that they can be.
Do you think the fact that C.J. Thorpe was moved back to the offensive line is more an indicator of we need more depth on the offensive line, or we're feeling confident about how the defensive tackle position looks?
I think it's probably both. They do need depth on that offensive line. And I wasn't quite sure, you know, you're trying to read the tea leaves and figure out as they're moving C.J. Thorpe midseason, is this a temporary move to beef up the depth a little bit? And they needed it. They needed it a handful of times with C.J. Thorpe. So moving him back, I think they've got the bodies. But there still are questions about some of that depth. Hansard and Ellison Jordan, are they going to be healthy? We'll start to maybe see in the springtime. But with both of those guys, you might not see them take a lot of public reps.
Well, and that's where, again, talking spring and storylines, isn't that going to be interesting to watch? Remember, you're fielding two teams at the blue-white game.
Yeah.
So you have two sets of starting tackles.
Two flawed rotations. No, I think if those guys are going to miss, then it's going to benefit guys, you know, like the two redshirt freshmen, Aeneas Hawkins, Judge Culpepper. Those are guys I'm really watching. Those are guys I want to see make a leap, because if they make a leap, then I don't think you have any concerns at all about the defensive tackle rotation.
And let's say there is an opportunity to get into that rotation. We're probably looking at it and saying Windsor and P.J. Mustafa, and then
bets are off.
Yes.
I think Antonio Shelton really plays a key role there. I think he probably plays, even if it's as a reserve, a pretty good chunk of snaps. But the rest of that, it's going to depend on health. It's going to depend on development. And that is going to be worth watching in the spring. So that is the spring storyline.
Okay.
Health and development. We're going to do the same thing looking at defensive ends in just a moment.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.